Let's go overseas now, where China faces new criticism for the treatment of its people. The country already faced worldwide questions for the arrest, torture, and political brainwashing of members of its Uyghur minority. Most Uyghurs are traditionally Muslim, and a majority Muslim nation has risen to their defense. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Turkey.
Turkey's foreign ministry issued a statement condemning what it called the violation of the Uyghurs' fundamental human rights. The statement says, quote, "The reintroduction of internment camps in the 21st century and the policy of systematic assimilation is a great shame for humanity." Turkey singled out a Uyghur poet and musician, Abdurrahim Hayit, who had reportedly passed away in prison. That assertion drew a quick response from China. Beijing released a video showing a man who identified himself as Hayit. In the video, Hayit gives the date, February 10th, and declares that while he's under investigation by Chinese authorities, he hasn't been abused. A social media campaign using the hashtag #MeTooUyghur sprang up after the release of that video, with Uyghur activists demanding videos of their own missing relatives. The Uyghurs are one of the oldest Turkic-speaking ethnic groups from Central Asia. Many are now living in Xinjiang, called the Uyghur Autonomous Region of China, though Uyghurs complain that an influx of Han Chinese to the area is an effort to make Uyghurs a minority there. For its part, China accuses Uyghur activists of pursuing a violent campaign for autonomy. Turkey's foreign ministry is calling on Beijing to close the internment camps and respect the fundamental human rights of the Uyghurs. The head of Human Rights Watch, Kenneth Roth, praised Turkey for its criticism of Beijing and called on other countries to do likewise. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.